I wanted to get an expert opinion on return to office and kind of take a wider range view into the future of the economics and flexibility of work. So joining us today via the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Amina Moreau, the CEO and co-founder of Radius. I'll have her explain the full backstory on Radius because it's a really interesting Airbnb-type model for work. But first, Amina, welcome and thanks for taking the time out of your day.
Jeff, who would have thought that 4 years later they would still be such a hot topic? Incredible.
It's amazing, isn't it? Well, what are your thoughts from kind of, you're in Seattle now or Portland?
In Portland today.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the key benefits and challenges that you see with kind of a decentralized work model? And also, let's just talk about, obviously, CEOs are making these economic decisions each and every day. The trend of remote work, how is it evolving in your eyes?
Yeah. Look, I think there are two main benefits to a more decentralized or call it remote or flexible work style. These two being companies expand their talent pool radius to the entire globe versus just the immediate commute radius of the office. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two is employee freedom. Countless studies have shown that when people have freedom in their work lives, they're more motivated, they're more productive, and they're more innovative. So you have two great benefits. Of course, you still have challenges. And the biggest one is that it's a different leadership model. You can't just take a carbon copy of what you did pre-pandemic in the office and apply it to remote and flexible work and expect it to work flawlessly. There's some upskilling, and not every leader is willing to put that effort in.
Yeah. So how do companies like Kohl's that are saying, hey, it's time to come back to work, we want 4 days in the office, we want that connection, we want that collaboration, how do you find the balance then between maintaining control over operations and then providing employees with that sense of autonomy that, you know, frankly, we all want and need?
Yeah, it's very true. And I have been adamant that the office is, or I should say the traditional office, is not the only place where you can build culture and foster productivity. There are countless ways to work on this planet. And working from home also is only just one facet of remote work. I think that's something that we have to remember, that during the pandemic, working from home was the only way to work remotely. But now that we're in a new era, there are countless ways. And not all of them need to be as isolating as a work from home situation. And so I think that companies like Kohl's that do have a really strong culture would be wise to really think more closely about that intentionality of those gatherings, but more critically, thinking about proximity too, because a lot of people live a decent commute time away from that office. And so bringing that togetherness closer to home in really cool, memorable environments, and really importantly, giving people a strong reason to be there.
Yeah. So I want to get to your model at Radius and how it's addressing the gap between what companies want and what employees need. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Talking with Amina Moreau, who is the CEO and co-founder at Radius. While the return to office policies that we're all seeing around the country, they foster collaboration and strengthen company culture without a doubt, but they pose some challenges related to employee satisfaction and talent retention. And that's where the Radius model kind of helps to maybe address the gap between what companies want and what employees need in terms of workspace flexibility. Amina, tell us what Radius is striving to do across the country. And you're live here in Milwaukee as well, right?
We are. In fact, Milwaukee was the very first city that we expanded into after we started first in Portland, Oregon. Really proud and excited to be in that market.
Then I am looking at the Radius app right now and seeing a variety of different housing opportunities. So talk to us about the model and how it works.
Right. So basically what Radius does is we take homes and other suburban properties, okay, and we rent them out as meeting and workspaces, mostly to companies either without offices or those who have downsized their office space but perhaps can't fit all of their people, or are generally prioritizing offsites or team retreats to keep that creativity flowing. So it's a really flexible way to get people together again without all the baggage of a centralized office with high costs.
So it's kind of that third space, if you will. If you're an entrepreneur or if you're a solopreneur, if you have a small team, you can use it as your workspace. But if you have a large team at a company that just wants a good offsite and doesn't want to spend $2,000 at the conference center, you can rent from Radius.
That's exactly right. And you can rent by the day. And so for those companies who really only need to get together with their teammates once a month, once a week, it really doesn't make sense to pay for an office space 7 days a week if you're only using it once or twice. And through our model, you can either book by the day or engage in more flexible terms. You save a lot of money.
And what are you seeing in your markets then? If I'm a homeowner and my house is empty during the day, how does that model look for me if I want to make some money on the side?
Right. And this is a great housing affordability issue, right? We're struggling across the whole country, right? Not just in Milwaukee. And this is a great way for homeowners to rent out, for example, their dining room or their living room to small teams that need to get together. For example, could be a creative agency that needs to work together with their team to create concepts for a client. You have a great dining room, add a whiteboard, all of a sudden it is a meeting or brainstorm space with the snap of a finger, and homeowners can now monetize their space on a per day basis and not worry about the headache that comes with overnight hosting with other platforms.
All right. I want to dive into some of the costs and just what it's going to cost on a half day basis, on a full day basis, and then what you're seeing from some of the clients in terms of, hey, I have a house available. How much money can I make with this opportunity? Amina Moreau is the CEO and co-founder of Radius. You're listening to The Upswing. Here we are on WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We're presented by the good people at Horicon Bank. The economic and environmental benefits around co-working. So, Amina, what differences are you seeing in markets that you're in? I mean, here in Milwaukee, we're having some good debate around the economics and the neighborhood policies with Airbnbs. Like, hey, Airbnb, there's some challenges. There's a lot of opportunity for sure, but certain areas just do not allow for single day rentals. Many of the municipalities, want to put multi-day terms into contracts. So what are you seeing in terms of market difference in the co-working model that you have at Radius?
There are a lot of similarities between our day model for work as with Airbnb's night model for sleeping and accommodations, but there are also some really important differences. And Airbnb gets a lot of flack from neighborhoods for things like parties, noise, property damage, and even parking issues. The biggest one I think they get a hard time for is stealing away housing inventory, which is clearly a huge issue across the country. Mm-hmm. one of the things that we're really excited about for our model is because it's day only and it's for the purpose of work, the renters tend to be a lot more responsible. They're not there for leisure. They're there to sit behind a laptop or write creatively on a whiteboard together with their team. And so the chance of noise and parties and destruction is much lower. Parking issues are reduced. And like we were talking about a few minutes ago, we're actually helping with housing affordability in ways that platforms like Airbnb just can't because it's day only. And so certainly we're keeping an eye on these trends and municipalities kind of cracking down. But with the Radius model, we're taking cars off roads because people are staying closer to home for their work days. It's leveling the playing field and giving people better access to their teams without the commute. So it's really a great thing.
So what has the feedback been on costs? I'm seeing a place here on Fifth Street, a Fifth Street retreat, great for groups, $200 for half day. How do you kind of get the feedback on the cost structure for your model?
Right. And we actually just launched half days on Monday. And so that is a very new feature that we're testing. Prior to Monday, the smallest increment of time that you could book for was a full day. And the reason we launched with that is because what we were finding was teams really wanted to be together for that full day. Even if they only had a meeting in the morning for an hour or two, they still wanted to stay together and co-work for the rest of the afternoon. But variety is the spice of life, and that is that new work era that we're in. And so as far as costs go, you know, the average space for about 5 or 10 people is about $350 for the day. Now, there's a huge range there, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on the size of the space and the amenities. But despite headlines, Jeff, more companies are adopting flex work. So the market for flex spaces is only growing. So it's a great opportunity for homeowners to make a little side income.
Yeah, we did predictions at the end of the show yesterday here on The Upswing, and that was one of my predictions, is that we're going to see more and more national companies come into markets like Milwaukee because the need is greater for that third space. No matter if you're working in the office or at home, people want that flexibility and that hybrid work style. And it's coming to markets our size for sure. What about from the homeowner perspective? How do I list my home? And then what's the opportunity for me financially? What's that percentage look like?
Simply go to radius.pro and sign up to be a host. We have plenty of resources on what makes for great work hospitality. And it's as simple as spending 10 or 15 minutes to create a listing, similar to what you would do if you were hosting on Airbnb. We just ask you different questions. Mm-hmm. We ask about desks and Wi-Fi speeds and whether you have a whiteboard, things like that. But it's really easy to get started. Our hosts can choose what they want to make per day, and they also choose their time. And so if they want to rent out their space 9 to 5, those are the hours that they enter. If you only want to do 10 to 4, it's completely up to you.
All right. A model for homeowners and business owners and entrepreneurs, Radius. Amina Moreau, thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
A pleasure, Jeff.